Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. 732 and 62. So, wait, hold on. Larry's going to call. It's 733, really. In just a couple seconds. We got a high of 75 today, low of 55 tonight. Gorgeous.
Was he been busting your ass this
morning? Yeah, apparently he's bored or something. Shot this wrong. Oh, and I do have a correction. It's Margot Kidder. Anyway, the lady who played Lois Lane in the original, like the OG Superman movie.
Oh, yeah, she passed.
She passed. 69, man. Yeah. Young. Man. Young. But, yeah, it's Margot. But, first of all, there shouldn't be a T at the end of Margot. All right? That doesn't make sense.
What did you say, Margot?
I said Margaret. So, again, I saw the T, and my brain switched it into Margaret. Like a moron.
The T is silent.
The T is silent. Why is it in there? Silent letters are the stupidest thing ever.
Welcome to the English language.
Good Lord.
You know, it's like the hardest language to learn or something?
Something like that. I know. I don't even know it. I've been speaking it for 32 years.
Yeah. I got a better grade in Spanish class. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like, I speak English. I should get a good grade.
I know. I don't speak this language. I should know it. This morning we're talking about maybe something with my brain. Speaking of brains, brain doctors.
Yeah, maybe you should go see the brain one.
I should go see that brain doctor. Yeah. I'm going to go see the brain doctor.
You go there and he just shakes his head.
And just get out. Get out.
There's nothing in there.
There's nothing in there.
Nothing in there for me to look at.
There's a marble rolling around. Do this. Shake your head.
A marble.
There's a marble in there. And how that marble got up there, I don't know. Oh, it's from when I shoved it up my nose when I was a toddler.
All right.
Just hanging around in there. But we are talking today. Apparently, a lot of people lie to their doctors.
Yeah.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What do you lie to your doctor about? Do you lie to your doctor? Maybe you're not as truthful. We're going to talk about this in just a few. Until then, Disturb the Sound of Silence. Like in my brain. Just silence. Except for that marble just clinging around every once in a while.
Rock 107 WIRX. American Dream. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning. Good morning.
7:39. I watched Kindergarten Cop the other day.
Oh, did you? Nice.
And it's just so much good stuff. That's such a great movie.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Sit down. Love it.
Damn, kids.
He's so huge in that movie. Like, that's still Arnold, like, in his prime.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure he could just, like, take one of those kids' heads and just...
Just snap them.
Just snap it.
You know, somebody on Reddit said, today's our Arnold Schwarzenegger for this generation is The Rock.
Yeah, it's true. Now, to be fair, though, I think Arnold is better. Granted, I grew up with him. I understand that. And I love Dwayne Johnson. I do. Yeah. But Arnold was just...
Well, he's the original OG, man.
He's like it's just something different. I don't know what it is.
Well, the movies were made different too.
Yeah, they don't make action like I can't think of the last like cheesy like last action hero.
It's like one of the greatest movies ever.
So cheesy and so great, and nowadays it's almost like they take their action movies too seriously.
Right.
In a sense, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But it's like the 90s style movie it just looked different.
It did. It looked different. It felt different. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of cheesy one-liners in there.
It's kind of like, you know, Dumb and Dumber back in the day. You know how it was filmed and the style of the filming?
Yeah.
And then they tried to remake it.
Oh, it was terrible.
And it's different.
It's terrible.
It's different now. Almost looks too HD or something.
I get what you're saying.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the style of film is different.
Well, the way you and I are talking right now would probably warrant a checkup with a doctor.
Mm.
These guys are idiots. Send them to the doctor.
Right.
Get that brain checked out.
Would you lie to him?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. But I swear to God, I'm not that dumb. I'm not that dumb. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. So I was reading up on this, and a lot of people lie to their doctors.
Yeah?
People are not honest with the guy in the white coat.
Well, we were talking about it yesterday. They have that
doctor-patient confidentiality.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot... just go around, but, oh, by the way, I got this new patient. You should check this out. They can't do that.
Sure, he's got some weird stuff on his wiener.
The thing that was growing on his sack was insane. So
the drunk doctor at the bar just spilling his guts.
Just spilling his guts. Let me tell you about this guy. So for me, the older I've gotten, you know, the more just I don't care. I tell my doctor everything.
You're supposed to.
You're supposed to. It's just, and honestly,
yeah, don't feel proud about it.
Because I don't care. And honestly, I don't get nervous stripping down anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, for me, like, whatever. This guy has seen it all.
Doctor walks in, Brock's butt-ass naked.
I'm already naked sitting on that table with
Doctor's
the paper
like,
on
God,
it.
Jesus. I'm just going to check your pulse.
Put your clothes back on. Just in case, Doc. Just in case. I do remember one time. Was this when I was in Wisconsin? No, I was in Missouri. And my doctor was like, hey, you know, we have our student resident in. Do you mind if they come in and shadow? And I was like, whatever, I don't care. Here comes another doctor. And I was getting a physical done, right? So I was getting the whole drop the pants, turn your head and cough. And I was like, no, that's fine. So we did a couple things. I was like, all right, we'll be right back. I'll have the resident, you know, student in. The most beautiful college girl walks through the door.
Yes.
I mean, dude, drop dead gorgeous. A 10.
Mm-hmm.
In her lab coat. She had her glasses on. And I was just like,
I've seen this movie before.
Part of me got excited and part of me got really nervous because all of a sudden I got a drop trowel and this gorgeous woman is going to. And now here's the thing. When I'm at the doctor's, I'm not like, I didn't get a chance to kind of fluff it up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, I'm like, all right, just give me a little something. Don't go full. All right, don't go full torque. Just give me a little fluff. Get a little blood going down there.
Oh, my God. Listen
to
you.
Let me give her something.
Listen to you.
And it's cold in the doctor's office.
Yeah.
She wasn't.
She was not impressed.
It wasn't my best showing, okay? It wasn't little Brock's best showing.
All right.
So, yeah.
Can you unbutton your pants? No, that's not a button.
Damn it!
That's me.
Can you turn the heat up just for a little bit?
Can you unbutton that?
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. 925-WIRX 925-9479. Do you lie to your doctor? Have you lied to your doctor? Did anything bad happen because of it? Well,
look at that little mushroom,
a little button. It's so adorable. Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people are lying to their doctors.
You're liars.
I don't drink that much. Maybe like one, two drinks a week.
Yeah, that part of it, probably.
Yeah.
I think most of us.
Are you smoking still? That's the only one I will say every once in a while. I'm like, I am doing better. And I am, obviously. I mean, yesterday I had, Mom, I'm sorry. I had like 2 cigarettes yesterday. I'm getting better.
It's terrible, Brock.
But last time I saw my doctor, he said, he's like, are you still smoking? I said, yeah, you know, I've actually cut down quite a bit. I'm down to like two a day. He's like,
smiling at you while you say that. Yeah, right.
But he looked at me and goes, wait, he's like, what's the point? I think he actually swore at me too. He said he dropped an F-bomb in there. And I'm like, I know, I'm sorry.
They can make you feel bad.
They can. They do.
There's something about a doctor too that's kind of intimidating.
It's very intimidating.
You know, this doctor's going to kick my ass.
Yeah. Yeah, if I don't shape up.
Right.
We got some comments on Facebook. What are you most likely to lie to your doctor about? Miguel said, are you sexually active? Oh, dude, slaying it, bro.
Slaying it.
Doc, I got to tell you, so much ass. Just crushing it.
Well, Doc, why are you asking?
Yeah.
Why are you asking?
Yeah.
What are you doing after your shift?
We'll go grab some dinner or something? Jason said, Doc asks if I smoke. No, not a lie. I chew. That's it. So you get around it.
He's not lying.
Andy said diet. That's, you know what? I do that too. I do that with the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you have a lot of like carbonated drinks? You doing that? No, I mean, every morning I start with a diet soda.
Right, as you were slamming a Mountain Dew on the way there.
Bathing my teeth in citric acid. No, I'm good. I really don't have much. Jay said nothing ever. All I got to tell you, folks, is just don't. I mean, those doctors have literally seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
They have literally seen it all.
I just say I plead the fifth.
Plead the fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think there is something to what you said about how it's intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you feel like you're being judged, or it's almost like a parent. It's like a it's a parental figure in your life.
Yeah.
Even as you get older, you still feel that way.
I'm diabetic, so I go to the doctor quite often, Brock.
Yeah.
And, the first couple times, you kind of fib a little bit. And they know that you're fibbing.
Exactly.
They know. And you know what? They kind of expect it, I think, for the first couple times. And now she, like, that we know each other.
Yeah.
She's just like, all right.
Shut up, Hunter. Don't lie to me.
Tell me the truth.
How many shots of Fireball did you do last night? Your numbers are through the roof.
All right, Doc. I'm sorry. Like, I can see it. I can see it on your teeth, you know? But fortunately, I got a really cool doctor, man. Yeah. And it's almost more like a relationship now.
Yeah.
Sort of like, it's, you know, we're open with each other.
Yeah.
We just conversate most of the time now.
Yeah. I'm always worried, too, if I lie to the doctor, like something, like, then I get a prescription, like something's going to happen to me.
That's true, too.
You know, because seriously, they got it, like, it's one of those things where it's like, I'm going to give you this. But if you lied to me about your lifestyles, you could die.
An arm is going to grow out of your ass.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just kidding.
Let me tell you the truth here.
I'm going to just sit down. Sit back down,
Doc. I smoke 4 packs of cigs a day.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more lying to our doctor. Good morning, it's Brockets Hunter.
Right, what's up, man?
801.
No, it's 802.
It's 802. Actually, it is almost 802. It is. We're talking about lying to our doctors. Just don't.
Don't do it.
Tell the doctor everything, all right? It's better for your health. According to a survey, a lot of people do. They lie to their doctor.
Imagine being a doctor, knowing everything about everybody.
It'd be crazy. I don't know. I feel like that would be a heavy cross to bear. Because you got to do a lot of unfun stuff.
You ever see your doctor outside of the doctor's office?
I did once down in Missouri, the only time. And the crazy thing is, my doctor was, like, straight up right out of, like, medical school.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, when I left there, I was 30? Mm-hmm. No, 29. 29 or 30. Anyway, you don't know.
Looking at me for it.
I swear to God, he was, like, I mean, just the youngest. I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah.
You are ready. But he did a good job.
I saw my doctor at the beach one time.
Yeah.
I'm looking around. I'm like, am I doing anything wrong? Am I doing anything wrong? Do I have anything on me that's just
shoveling donuts in your face? Right. What are you doing?
Not eating any sugar at the beach. You know, should I be here right now? Am I supposed to be at the doctor's?
I shouldn't even be. Well, they're here, so I think I'm okay on that
one. Okay, right.
But just in case, I'm going to go there just to make sure. So don't lie to your doctor. They know. And
well, they're just trying to make you more healthy, you know?
Yeah.
They're good people.
You know what? They gotta just deal with some crazy stuff. Don't lie to them.
They do make a lot of money, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is it worth it, though? You think?
I don't know.
I feel like they
seem pretty happy.
You got to be, like, in the mode to, like, I think about nurses and doctors and all that. Like, it is, and I give them all the credit in the world. I don't think I could do it.
Mm-hmm. I think it depends on what kind of doctor you are.
I want to be a boobie doctor.
A boob? You come in here, I feel your boobs.
That's all I do.
And then I tell you something.
I tell you they're nicer, you can work on them a little bit.
And then you pay me.
I'm going to be the boob doctor. That's what I want to be. Is there a thing for that?
Yeah.
Being a boob doctor?
What do they call them, mammograms or something?
Yeah, but that's just a small part.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm going to get scientific with it. I'm just going to honk, honk. And then be like, all right, those are nice boobs. Get out.
Those are great.
That'll be $9,000, please. $9,000 to honk your boob. That's horrible.
Yeah, but you got to go to school for like 18 years.
Worth it.
Is it? Yeah, worth it. It would be worth it.
Just a honk. You paid to honk boobs. Well, we ruined it once again, Hunter.
Once again.
Good work. Rock one.